Welcome along. It's Jack Miles here on The Music Bits, episode number 51. Next week, we'll be officially 1 year old. That's quite scary. Never thought we'd actually reach that milestone. But yeah, next week, we'll be 1 year old. So if you remember from last week's show, I had a bit of a debate. I didn't know whether it was best to go to Dot to Dot Festival in Bristol or whether to stay in and watch Eurovision. Well, I've got a bit of a confession to make. I didn't go to Dot Festival. I wasn't cool. I wasn't hip. I stayed in and watched Eurovision and did a whole little Eurovision party where I got some continental cheeses and ate food from the different countries that were in the competition. But hey, I enjoyed it. What I did do though, those of you that are scowling at me saying, oh, what is this guy on about? I went to two festivals that weekend. Yeah, two festivals. I mean, admittedly, one was a kite flying festival. I know, bizarre, that's the county I live in. And also a shanty festival. Yeah. That is about as rock and roll as I got, but still, two festivals, it's probably two more than you did. Did learn something about shanty singing. They kind of all hook around two key phrases, and those key phrases are
early in the morning.
Early in the morning and
a bottle of rum.
As long as you've got those two phrases in your shanty, you basically can just do anything that you like. So if you've got those two, you can use any phrases to make up a sea shanty. For example, woke up, check my shopping list.
Early in the morning.
Needed to get some tea bags.
And a bottle of rum.
So I went to the shop.
Early in the morning.
See what I mean? Instant shanty.
Time for more new music.
The Music Bits.
New music podcast.
The Music Bits with Jack Miles.
When I first went there, I was struck by the town. If I'm too early, I'll be gone in the sun. If I walk slowly and don't even think, then I'm too lost to stay with this pain. I was down.
I go down to the beach just to meet you.
Smell that? That is the fresh smell of the roasting pot that is a brand new edition of the Music Bit, full to the brim with lots of new music. Your weekly dose of new stuff to listen to. Kind of worked somewhere along the line. Kicking off with Gone in the Sun, that was Beaches, an outrageously summery sounding record. But hey, I like it a lot, it's a good one. And the sun was shining when I wrote about it. Welcome along to episode number 51 then, this is the Music Bit. And my name is Jack Miles. What are we doing on this week's show? But you know what, I'm kind of feeling a little bit summery, even though the weather in the UK's been a bit pants recently. Tuesday was a gorgeous day, the sun was shining, even went for a run. And the rest of the week it's been wet and horrible, but never mind. Looking forward to the summer, coming into June, it's festival season. And as this is the last podcast of the month, we're going to be reviewing the records that we've played over the course of May. And someone very special will be joining us to do that record review. So that is coming up. Also, we got a big announcement on the show as well. This is something which I talked about a couple of weeks ago. And I've done some planning. I've actually done some work on it. I know, right? Work. So that will be coming up a little bit later on. I want to run an idea by you and just see what you think about it. It probably won't happen for another couple of months or so. But hey, we can talk about it now and just see what we all think of it. So alongside my Eurovision confession, I've got another confession which I need to say to you. And that is it okay to spend over £30 on coffee making accessories? Because I say it is, but everyone else that's involved in my life says it's completely not acceptable at all. It's got to be fine, hasn't it? I've got myself a little coffee machine. And so I bought myself some little espresso glasses. Something called a coffee tamper, which is basically a little instrument that you use to compress your coffee down into your little pot espresso thing, which you put underneath the squirty thing which makes the coffee. I still got a lot to learn, you know? And I am endeavouring to get the perfect microphone so that I will become the master of the flat white. Not happened yet, though. There was a moment in my life this week that I thought only happens in films. That I thought, actually, in real life, this sort of stuff never actually goes on. I was in a coffee shop, and I was one of those bars where you can sit in the window and you can look out upon the street and you can see people milling around. And I sat there and I was doing some work for the show, and I was enjoying a lovely flat white because I'm a bit of a coffee kind of, well, you know the phrase. Anyway, I was sitting there, looking out, having a lovely little time. The sun was shining. And this girl walked past, and one of those girls just walked past, and you think, oh, wow, God, she's beautiful. Absolutely stunning. Sunglasses on, summer dress on. Sounding really, really pervy right now. But you know what? Most people can appreciate. For ladies, you know, when you see a beautiful man walk past, exactly the same thing, okay? And I looked at her and thought, oh, wow, she is absolutely stunning. And she disappeared out of my vision. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, she came, she ordered a coffee, and she sat at the bar next to me. She could have chosen any of the other four seats that were there, but no, she sat next to me. And then this film-like reality started to happen. This is exactly how I dealt with the situation.
Oh, well, excuse me. I see you're on the two-shot cappuccino. Why not finish that and come back to mine for something harder?
And then I remembered that was all in my head and this is the actual reality. Whilst I sat there and cowered in the corner like a little wimp. We've all been there though, haven't we? Right, this is a lovely little sweet sounding record. It's by Oliveira and this is Flow.
As soon as it ends, we're broken again. We've got the keys in this world tonight. What's off is now on, delaying is my car. We run along.
Music Bits.
New Music Podcast. Rumours of an EP due out this year for this lot. This is Nagual Collective, and Only If You. If you're loving the music on this week's show, then shout about it. Go onto the website, themusicbit.co.uk. You can read about every single artist that we play. Before that one, we had Oliveira and Flo with a lovely, sweet sounding record.
This is
The Music Bits.
Now we come to part of the show where we just sort of test stuff out, really, and it's another stupid idea which I've got. But basically, on the phone, I have got the one and only Gabby Barrett, who is my girlfriend. Now, if you know about my girlfriend, you know that she's a bit of a moron when it comes to music. She, however, though, has been listening to every single podcast intently, listening to every single fine detail, all the tracks that are in there, and she has chosen her favourite of the month. We're going to do this at the end of every single month on the show, and she will pick her favourite one. We're trying to educate her, trying to spread some new music amongst her. And I've done a little special introduction for you, my darling.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I'm quite excited, actually.
I need to get my exclusive, special, deep voice on. Okay. And now, exclusive to the Music Bit, I bring you the girl who some have described as an enigma. She fell asleep on the tube and has no idea who the Who are. Live from London, it's my girlfriend, Gabby.
Nice.
Welcome along, my darling. You're all right?
I'm wonderful until I heard that. Thank
Why?
You.
Why? What was wrong with it?
Because I do know who the Who are.
You didn't,
now.
Did you? Let's be honest, you didn't. You knew them from CSI. That is where you knew the Who from. Anyway, that is beside the point. This new feature which we've launched, how do you feel about it?
I'm quite excited, actually. I like to have my sort of say in things, so this is quite nice, really.
Do you know what the ironic thing about this is? So, I mean, is it fair to say that when it comes to music, your knowledge really stops at Westlife?
Kind of. I like new music, I just don't really go and find it, you know?
So you have been looking through all the records that we have played on the show over the last month or so. Your job, though, it's a huge responsibility that I'm trusting you with here, is to pick your favourite track and do us a little review. So, do you want to take us through your list, your top three then of tracks that we've played on the show for the last month?
I will. I'll start with the song in third place, which didn't quite make it to the top two.
Right.
And that was Tape Club and Swim.
Oh, that's a great record. I love that one. It's really chilled out. It's lovely.
Exactly. So it made it to the top three because, as you know, I very much enjoy my easy-to-listen, nice and relaxing tunes. And that's why this one made the top three, because it was just really nice. And I thought I could probably listen to it wherever I was, on a beach, in a car, doing some work. You know, very, very
yeah.
diverse.
Or so, falling asleep on the
simple.
Tube.
Or falling asleep on the tube. Yeah. But very simple and very effective. So that was very nice.
What about number two then? That wasn't good enough to come in at number two, so what was?
No. Well, number two was actually originally number one. However, when I re-listened to what is now number one, it got booted down.
Right.
So it was a close call. So in place two is Patawawa and Theatre Disco.
Patawawa. Isn't that just a fantastic name?
Patawawa.
So your research hasn't been so extensive, has it? Because that's a track that we played on last week's show.
Yeah, however, it might just be because it was most recent, but as soon as I listened to all the tracks again, and this one was the one I remember loving. And when it comes on, you just want to dance along, so that's what I think makes a good track.
Can you just remind me how it goes?
No.
Go on.
No.
That's number two, and in at number one, your favourite track from all four episodes in this month's editions of the Music Bit 4.
Yes.
Yeah, how many it was. Anyway, your favourite one is...
If I remember correctly, this was from the Elderflower Fields Festival episode, which you did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Mr. B, the gentleman rhymer, curtsy for me. Well, the basis of it was on a ukulele, and I really don't think you can go wrong with a ukulele. So it's completely different. I've never heard anything like it, and I like sort of rappy music. So this is a completely different take on it.
Okay, she likes sort of rappy music. So with that in mind, let's now listen to Mr. B, the gentleman rhymer, and we'll hear that hardcore rap that you are so into.
I said it was a new take on it. No.
That hip-hop beat coming through. Thank you.
Thanks.
Ladies, the eternal mystery. Through my history, they've acted rather sisterly, or they would tend to want a mother master bee. They were never after me, and I never dastardly, so I never got respect from the hoes. Too few yeses and too many noes. I suppose if one's a gentleman as part of one's job, one can't make a lady have a go on one's. Robert Mitchum was a lad and a bit of a cat, but my attempts at that sort of thing were really rather bad. I'm glad, though, I am, to be a gentleman. Holding open doors and helping your gran across the road but never toading, it fills me with foreboding, like posing in Draylon unpensionably. So I'm not a chap to take liberties, but when once they would have scorned little B. Now they curtsy for me, curtsy for me. Well, once upon a time they would have rather ignored me. Back in the day they were on it pickers. Now they're up and down like a stripper's knickers. Pop that front leg out and drop into a little bow. That's how the ladies greet me now. From Saltburn to Guildford they bend their knees in the most ladylike way. In Southend-on-Sea they terrorise me, but they're now they curtsy for me, curtsy for me. When once upon a time they would have rather ignored me. I like a bit of hogging when I'm in town, dear. While you're pretty noggin and while you're down there, pop the front leg out and then drop into a little bow. That's how the ladies greet me now. In Henley they bend knees, in Forest Gate they prostrate, in Guildford they make me feel good, in Parkpool they... No.
underneath can make a chap run away. When they curtsy for me, curtsy for me. Once upon a time they would have rather ignored me. Back in the day they were only pickers. Now they're up and down like a stripper's knickers. Pop the front leg out and then drop into a leather bow. That's how the ladies greet me now.
There we go, her favourite record from the month, and we'll do that again throughout June. Worth saying that on next week's show, we're going to be talking to Laura Shaw. She will be our featured artist, so we'll have a couple of tracks from her. She's a really, really talented artist. I can't really describe her music to you, so you just have to wait until next week's show to listen to it. But no, it's fab, and we'll be hearing from her on next week's podcast. I'm quite nervous to talk to you about this. It's an idea which I've had, and it's kind of one of these creative ideas that either people are going to be really keen on. They're going to be like this.
I say, what a marvellous idea. What a fine young chap.
He's a genius.
I like
absolutely genius.
I like it a lot.
It's a splendid. Splendid idea.
Well, of course, there'd be lots of planning in the whole thing, but no, I like the idea. Good idea, yes.
Well, they could easily be like this.
Oh, no, stupid idea. The young lad has no idea.
Does he think we're stupid? And then there's a stupid...
No.
Wasn't very happy at the end, was he? But a few months ago, a long, long time ago, I talked to you about my crazy idea of buying myself a little van and tootling around the country in it, recording different podcasts in different locations that I go to. And I've kind of thought and mulled over that idea more and more in my head. And it's kind of one of those things just in the back of your mind. And it keeps on popping back every now and again. And you think, oh, wouldn't that just be fun to have a little adventure? As we come up to being 1 year old on the podcast as well, I just think it might be quite nice to do it. So my plan, and I'm going to be a little bit vague with the plans here because I don't want people to listen to this and think, oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to nick that idea. I want to get a van. And in the back of that van, I want to host a mobile festival. Now, I know that sounds utterly ridiculous and stupid, but I've got something in my mind that will make it work. And then the beauty of it is that we can record everything, and then every single week you will have in your ears a reaction, a podcast, live music, whatever it may be, that you'll be able to take away and listen wherever you are from our little mobile festival that will be in the back of a van. And we'll create videos, we'll do all sorts of different bits and pieces like that, and it'll just be fantastic. There is one thing that is stopping me from doing this, though. Money. Yeah, it's not obviously one of those things that come cheap when you're trying to buy a van, lots of microphones and recording equipment. So I've turned to the idea of Kickstarter, and I don't know if it'll be a particularly good one or not. It feels like, you know, when you go out on stage and you're completely naked in front of all these different people, and people could either take a real dislike to you or they could really, really take a shine to you. That's how I feel when I'm talking about this and trying and wanting to launch it. So yeah, there will be some form of Kickstarter project that will happen in the next couple of years or so. Couple of years, in the next couple of weeks or so even. And yeah, this is an idea which I've got. It might fly or it might not fly, but hey, I wanted to give you the heads up on it. I mean, when you're trying to write a business plan or an idea plan for this, it's really, really difficult because there's this little section on a business plan which is kind of working out your profit margins and how you can make money out of it. And yeah, that still hasn't really happened yet. It's one of these creative ideas, you know? Creative idea with no real profit in it. I think it'll be good fun, you know, it'll be an adventure and we get to hear some great music and we'll share it on the show and all the rest of it. Anyway, watch this space because fingers crossed it will happen in the next month or so. On with the music then, we'll find out about our record of the week next. First of all, Saltwater Sun, this is Habit on My Mind. Yeah. covered by the fabulous online magazine that is Drunken Werewolf. That is Saltwater Sun and Habit on My Mind. The best comment to sum up that record comes from SoundCloud, which says, just simply, it's like Blondie and Nirvana dancing in a blender. I think that is spot on.
Hello. This is the greatest moment of my life.
Shall we check out our record of the week then? One thing that struck me about this guy is kind of his determination. When you go into his SoundCloud page, the first thing that greets you is a statement that says, are you an idiot? No, sir, I'm a dreamer. Oh. It's pure poetry right there. I'm excited to introduce you to this week's record of the week because it's a fabulous one. Good response on our Facebook page as well, which is facebook.com/themusicbit. Let's find out who is featuring this week.
Hi there, I'm Prash Gore. This is my recently released track called Suffocate. It's about me thinking the way that humans live is a bit weird. Just that the way that we do 9-to-5s and chase money, things like that. It's basically me saying don't let all those pressures suffocate you. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Be in the swing of things.
These walls are coming down, but I'ma hit the ground fighting, babe. Words came to your mouth like it's all just meant to be. Running for my life, let the truth wash over me. Nowhere else to go, we might as well accept defeat. Cause when the truth caves in, you swallow your doubt, you feel it closing in. There's no way out, and when the air grows thin, you find it not a hole. Oh, then it'll suffocate you, baby. It'll suffocate you. These wings I used to fly. Broken on the floor, now there must be more to me. You've taken everything, but you can't take what's born in me. Cause when the truth caves in, you swallow your doubt, you feel it closing in. There's no way out, and when the air grows thin, you're finding not a home. Swallows your doubt, you feel it closing in. There's no way out, and when the air grows thin, you're finding not a hole. Oh, that it'll suffocate you, baby. It'll suffocate you, baby. It'll suffocate you.
Suffocate and Prash Gore, that is our record of the week on the Music Bit. It is Jack Miles here. And if you want a little heads up about each record of the week that is going to feature on the show and let me know what you reckon of it, then just follow us on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/themusicbit and same on Twitter as well, just.com/themusicbit on there if you want to follow us and like us and all the rest of it and all that kind of gubbins. I've decided I'm presenting the wrong style of show. I listened to a great podcast the other day about craft beer. I'm getting quite geeky about my beer. So it's kind of, I've got this obsession growing with coffee and getting different types of coffee beans and researching their roasts and that kind of gubbins. Now I'm also getting into different types of hops as well. Should I just grow a beard and listen to folk music for the rest of my life? I think that's the way which I'm heading. Anyways, this is this great podcast about craft beer. And it is just these two blokes who obviously have an obsession for a nice pint, and they buy in six different beers and they literally just sit there for the show, crack them open and drink their way through their hour-long podcast, and they review the taste and what sort of hops are in each one and that kind of gubbins. What a show that is! I mean, come on! We need to bring an element of that into this podcast. Let's get more and more drunk as the show goes on. No, because then a few confessions may come out and it's probably not the best thing. Absolutely cracking song to play you in just a moment. It's a really beautiful one. It's just a perfect one just to chill out with as the show comes towards an end. Thank you so much for downloading it. Hey, if you could do me the favour, I know I say this every single week, but if you could do me the favour of giving the show a review on iTunes or Stitcher, then please do. It, honestly, it means the world to me. It's really, really simple and takes like 2 minutes. Just search for the show on iTunes, type in the Music Bit and click on it. Just write me a very short review, unless it's rubbish, then don't bother. And on same on Stitcher as well, you can do exactly the same thing. I'd so appreciate it if you could do that. Honestly, it does mean the world to me. And it also just helps spread the word about the show as well. So it's all really good stuff. Right, last song to play for you on this week's show. This is Clear and Polyester.
I'm not a reason to be reasoned in a polyester cloak. She is always thinking, always waking up in increments of hope. Don't dare drop it right before it's greater. I am not your California savior, but it's true, I'm ready for the move. It's true, I'm not ready for the move. All about the Crocs, the Sully Strong, a bastard in a room, twirling his thumbs, twirling his thumbs. Tracing circles in the motel, ride the check-in, skip the meal. A ruckus run that's made for fun is bound to end in ordeals. Don't you feel the energy is potent? I am not your selfless wounded rodent, but it's true, I'm not ready for the move. It's true, I'm not ready for the move. All about the Crocs, the Sully Strong, the bastard in a room, twirling his thumbs, twirling his thumbs. Measure yourself in line against the other simple finds, the other simple finds. There is no match in my files. I'm clumsy and pulling the blind, pulling the blind. But it's true, I'm not ready for the move. It's true, ready for the move. All about the Crocs, the Sully Strum, the bastard in a room, twirling his thumbs, twirling his thumbs, twirling his thumbs, twirling his thumbs, twirling his thumbs.
It's a gorgeous way to finish off the show, this one. That is clear and polyester. Music that just makes you kind of think a little bit, doesn't it? And that is the last track on this week's podcast. Thank you so much for downloading it. And if you want to hear the music again, then check it out on the website, which is themusicbit.co.uk. And you can listen to every single track that we play on the show. And you can even buy it. And then you can listen to it whenever you want on your iPods or anywhere you want to mix it onto CD or whatever. I don't know what people get up to these days. Anyway, thank you so much for downloading this show. Subscribe to it on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave me a review and watch the space of my crazy, stupid van idea, which may or may not happen. We'll have to watch this space and see what goes on. Thank you all very much. My name is Jack Miles. And next week will be a 100 years? No, will be a year since we've did the first show. Episode number 52 on the way next week. We'll be talking to Laura Shaw, hearing some of her music as well on the podcast. And that is that for this week. Bye!
New music.
The Music Bit.
New Music Podcast.